Happy Saturday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So I hope you've been having a really great week as you started off this week with manifesting, creating and most importantly, receiving. Because when we are trying to create in our life, we have to open up the energy to be able to receive. So on Monday, we just looked at what we wanted to set up in this area. And then on Tuesday, we looked at our goals. Wednesday, we checked in with how we felt emotionally. And then on Thursday and Friday, I just noticed today that the text that I had sent had actually failed. So I use a pre-scheduling app so that I'm able to do your text in advance, basically, and I schedule them at the times that you've asked for. But I noticed this evening that neither of them had actually gone out. Now, nobody got in touch with me. So if you never get a text from me at any occasion, for whatever reason, just please do let me know. So Thursday was just a little tip and technique in a text. It wasn't an audio. And yesterday on Friday was the Ask Me Anything text. But so if you do have any questions on anything, even though we're only really getting into this topic, please do feel free to send me those texts over the weekend and I can get back to you individually. So today I wanted to look at this whole topic really and what we're going to be doing more so over the course of this month, because there can be a lot of, I suppose, confusion when we use the word manifesting. So manifesting brings in the element of the law of attraction, which is about that aspect of what we think about, we bring about. But of course, there's a lot more to manifesting than just setting a thought or putting something on a vision board and waiting and hoping passively that it will come to fruition. We obviously have to take action steps. We have to have a certain mindset around things. But what I wanted to look at today was to ask yourself whether you're in a place of receiving or not receiving. And I talked a little bit about this at the start of the week, but it is really important to see where you're at in that regard. So I would often say to clients that if you have an inability, for example, to receive a free cup of coffee from someone, or if you go out for lunch with somebody and they want to pay and you get like I do, a little bit kind of a knot in your stomach or feeling of, oh God, I feel uncomfortable. It's not that you don't mind having the free lunch, but you feel like, oh, I need to get them something back, or I need to make sure of what I give them back is equal value. Or I had a situation with a family member earlier this year where they bought something for a friend of mine and the friend of mine got them a thank you present for what they bought. And then my family member bought my friend a thank you card for the present that she had got. And I was like, when does this end? We're going to be doing this, you know, for the whole year at this rate. But I understood it. And when we're trying to receive into our life, if you can't receive a cup of coffee, for example, or something for free or something easy, how do you expect to receive those bigger things in your life? Now, we would all tell ourselves that we're open to receiving those things that we want. It might be a great romantic relationship. It might be the new job that you want. It might be a feeling of happiness and inner contentment or inner peace. And you might think, well, that's not something I can tangibly receive, but it absolutely is, because receiving comes from a place of where you feel emotionally, whether you're deserving of receiving things, whether emotionally, not logically, you believe that good things can come your way. So before we even get into creating and manifesting, we have to actually look and see where our receptivity is at. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you're able to receive at this point? And I know in the audio at the start of the week, I was talking, I think I mentioned this from my memory, about the sacral chakra, which is at the base of our spine, which is actually opening ourselves up to receiving more, as well as lots of other things. But it's connected to our creativity, because the more you can receive, the more you're able then to create, because you have a space for that. So I was at a healer recently and she talked to me a lot about that, because she felt like my energy around creativity was completely blocked, which I would agree. And it's something I've been saying like to friends and family for the last few years. God, I used to be able to create. I used to be able to manifest. I used to be able to just literally think of something and just go and make it happen. And I haven't really been able to do that for a good number of years. It feels like more I'm pushing to make things happen or striving all the time. It just doesn't come as easily. And I wanted to figure out why. And this healer spoke to me about the sacral chakra and about how that is actually all around creativity, and more importantly, receptivity. So it really makes sense when you think about it, that if you're in your life, and it's not about not giving, okay, but it's about giving in balance and receiving in balance. But if you're giving a lot of your energy away, a lot of the time, to other people or to other things in your life, and not giving to yourself, so you don't even allow yourself to receive from yourself as a first point and a foundation, you're going to be find it very hard to create space. So space is where our mindset is clear or where our emotions are more in balance, and that allows the space and it frees up the energy to then look and say, okay, what do I want? So if you're always feeling stressed, you're always run down, you're always running ragged, you're always doing things for people, you're always going from this thing to this thing to this thing, you are going to block yourself around the space to allow yourself to receive, to go from pushing and controlling and striving to flow and ease and balance. And I really just want you to think about that today and over the weekend, and as tomorrow we're going to go on to the topic of actually creating, I really want you to get in line with the energy of receiving first and foremost. And actually over this weekend, look at that. Look at your ability. A lot of times at weekends we're out and about doing things. It's a really good time to look at how you're receiving, but also how you allow yourself to receive from yourself, which I mentioned a moment ago. Do you allow yourself to receive positive energy from yourself? Do you tell yourself nice things about yourself? Do you open yourself up to receiving love from yourself and care from yourself? You know, these are really important things. So if you're feeling in any way that some of the things you go for get blocked, you might be someone that's able to go and create and do things really quickly and fast. Amazing, and I'm delighted, and you're going to find this month even better because we're going to learn more stuff that you can do to help that happen. But if you're just out of balance with it, think about it. And even just to say, if you are in a good place where you make things happen, I still want you to look at your ability to receive and where that's at, and if you had to do anything to get into a different space around receiving, because this is heightening your awareness of yourself and heightening your awareness of what it takes to really create a life that we desire and to feel unblocked or unstuck. So I wish you a beautiful Saturday, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow, and hope that you can spend some time thinking about that this weekend and looking at your receptivity over the weekend. Have a lovely day.